good morning. Welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. And a week that finally feels like there is some fashion to talk about. I mean, I think there's a lot of things to talk about that we won't talk about here. But it's been a long time. I think one of the reasons why, you know, and we talk about how obviously fashion is not the most important part of world events or politics. We talk about how, you know, the double standard of how women get judged for everything and men, it doesn't matter and all those things. But if we could just set all of that aside for a second.
Okay.
Let's talk about the fact that it was just really kind of delightful, aside from all of the things going on this week, and no matter how you feel about any of them, it was nice to see people dressed up.
Right.
And it was nice just to have some fashion to talk about, and it was just kind of a fun little aside. And I'm not only talking about Bernie Sanders, although what joy.
Oh, well, we have to talk about him. But I think, you know what, the thing is, first of all, it was just such a relief to have things go off and be normal as things can be right now. But to really see this all pulled off, it was really a beautiful inauguration. Can we start with Michelle Obama?
Let's.
It's like everybody comes in and they're lovely and then they're like, hello, here's Michelle.
Well, the funniest, my favorite headline, let's just start there. My absolute favorite headline, and I think it just sums it all up. It was actually New York Magazine, and the headline was simply, "Oh my God, Michelle Obama." And I feel like, and then I read other fashion stories that just simply said, if you missed out on all of the inaugural fashion because you were so busy watching Michelle Obama, let's review. I mean,
you know, first of all, she's
a showstopper.
She is. I mean, you know, she's tall. She carries everything off well. That's the first thing. Not everybody can. Mm-hmm. If I wore that outfit,
it wouldn't look quite the same. I mean, similar, but not quite, Mom. Yeah.
If we can half her height? Yeah. I don't think so. But anyway, what I loved, you know, her stylist, Meredith Koop, is the one who puts all of these outfits together for her. And Sergio Hudson is a black designer who also did, he did this outfit for her, but he also did an outfit that Kamala wore. And is a real up-and-comer. Koop said that but the way she said it is, I can say confidently that Sergio is in the top in his designs, construction, and understanding of how to dress the curves of a woman's body. And then she added, he absolutely blim-blam killed it.
That kind of sums it up.
And she called the color. You know, everybody's had a different take. I've seen cranberry. I've seen wine. She called it wineberry plum.
Yeah.
And basically,
I like that.
Jewel tones. And they originally actually had gloves and shoes and all dyed to match. Mm-hmm. And she opted to wear black. And she said it was sleek.
Oh, I don't think I got a good look at the
modern shoes. Well, you couldn't see them very well. They were boots. They were boots. But they were, you know, not a high heel.
Well, I think also, I mean, it was just sleek and modern. She looked comfortable. And I think that is one of the biggest takeaways always is that, you know, wear clothes that make you feel good. It makes a difference. And you can tell when someone feels comfortable and confident.
She was like
Beyonce. She was like world leaders, prime ministers, all rolled into one. Yeah. She was just kind of everything. Well, but I think we cannot underplay how much of a difference that blowout made. Hair was everything. We'll discuss a little later. Our friend Anthony Sorensen is going to discuss us to dissect the
We won't talk about her hair yet because we need an expert to do that.
That's for later.
But I mean, I do think the whole thing is, you're right, she looked comfortable. Wearing pants made sense. It's still cold. They were Stuart Weitzman block heel boots, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I want you to be up on everything. But I think, you know, she looked comfortable, and that belt just, you know, hold it all together with the big, I can't believe anybody didn't see it.
You're not really a big belt person. I'm not,
well, on other people, I can appreciate
them. I see. Okay.
If I had worn that belt, it would have been up around my neck. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, height-wise and
yes.
all that.
Yes.
But anyway, she was phenomenal.
How about one of the people who got some of the most fashion reaction and kind of a trendsetter for a new generation, Ella Emhoff.
Yes.
In Miu Miu.
In Miu Miu.
Why do you think there was so much reaction to her?
Well, first of all, you have to realize she is a student at Parsons School of Design. Mm-hmm. And so this is in her wheelhouse to, you know, fashion and all the up-to-date looks. She's, I believe, 21. She's 21 or 22, I think 21. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a different way of dressing when you are that age.
Well, you can pull off different things.
Absolutely.
And have a look. Yes.
Absolutely. And she, you know, I mean, did I love the coat? Would I? No. But on her, it looked fabulous.
It was very fashion-y.
Oh, yes.
It was very
with
fashion-y.
The jewels on the shoulder.
Yeah. Not your everyday run to the grocery store
no,
kind of coat.
No.
Yeah.
And Miu Miu is the less expensive Prada
yes.
brand. But we're not talking $25 here.
No.
We're
this,
still
this
talking.
This was an investment piece.
It is
to
an
be
investment
sure.
piece. Yeah. And then she had a dress by Bathsheba under that. I don't think people saw that as much. It was kind of also a wine. Mm-hmm. And also, it's just a very young, fresh look. Yeah. And I think that people like that.
Yeah, no, she looked great, and yeah, a little bit of pattern, a little bit of plaid, a little bit of kind of like geek chic. It was very Prada, very, very much in that vein.
Yes.
But I feel like all of the fashion blogs, all the editors, Ella is the one they're watching and gushing over. And also, I think
you know, their mother was there.
Oh, was she?
Yes, she was there and said, "Did you see my kids?" Yes.
Oh.
She was. They're very close.
It's yeah,
a, you
I
know,
heard.
Kamala always says, you know, maybe some people think it's weird, but we're all
right.
very close.
Is she remarried?
No.
Oh, interesting. I was just going to say that I think, you know, first, I always wonder, and I feel this way on every inauguration, because it's usually coldish, maybe not Minnesota
yes.
cold, but fairly cold. If coats have a moment afterwards, if we see a surge in sales, because it's like, where is there an event where coats are more on display? It's
no,
all about
right.
what you're wearing, the outerwear, not what you're wearing under it. But I think another reason why Ella stood out so much is just because she was one of the few in pattern, although Dr. Jill Biden was
well,
in pattern.
Well, you call that pattern?
Kind of, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it had little Swarovski crystals.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I just, so many were
just solid
yeah. color that I think that was a reason
Here's
why she stood out.
Here's the thing that bothered me about Jill's. It was a lovely outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But when my sister and I discussed this, as we are wont to do, it didn't seem to fit as well as I would have liked it to fit.
Yes.
I just felt that the buttons, either it pulled a little bit too much or what, it just wasn't as smooth a look as it could have been. Here's the other
it
thing.
It certainly did. I mean, it has, I guess it's that it just had a very, it has a pattern.
Well, it's tweed.
It,
it's like a tweed,
right.
and then it's got
okay.
the crystals in
Fine.
It. Here's the other thing. Did you notice?
What?
She was wearing suede pumps.
Yes.
That were in the matching teal.
Yeah.
But when she got out of the car during the parade.
Yeah.
And when they entered the White House, she had on a natural color shoe.
Oh, really?
Feet must have been killing by then. And I think even walking, she looked pained. And I think if she could have taken her shoes off.
They did look fabulous, though. And made her legs look fabulous.
Yeah.
Those were, yeah. I liked those
yes,
heel heels.
Looked terrific.
Yes. I don't know. I just felt, I don't know what, I mean, it was a regal looking coat. I liked the collar of it. I don't know. There was something about it that was a little... Yeah, a little.
What about Kamala?
I thought she looked lovely.
Didn't she?
Yes. I really did. And let's talk about the color. I actually had somebody ask me, like, can you explain, like, what is the deal? Why do so many women wear purple to political events? Do you want to take that one?
Well, it's a combination of red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea is unity.
Right.
Let's all, you know, get together.
Yes.
And if only it were that easy.
Yeah.
It would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But
it's not just for Prince.
No. There is a definite there is a definite reason. What about, shall we talk about Amy Klobuchar?
We shall talk about her. We shall talk about Amanda Gorman, Chrissy Teigen, and so many more. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more fashion news on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, dissecting all of the looks and fun fashion moments from this past week. Not getting political, just talking about the clothes. Chrissy Teigen, I will tell you, I've never been as big a fan, mom, as you have. However, she does have a certain way about her, and the photo she posted.
Well, she's honest. That's part of it.
She posted of her, but it's hard to achieve that when you live the kind of life she does and have it not come off as, you know, fake or unaware.
Maybe it's because she also will say that she has issues and she sees a therapist and she,
I don't even like that part. Here's what I liked. It was her, I think it was her Instagram post, which was like in the truck behind the scenes for that event, the show in the
evening.
Celebration
at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see her post? And she's sitting there with her luscious long legs.
Yes.
And these amazing boots. And this is what she says. She's just kind of like leaning back, eyes closed. She's in this trailer. You can see the TV is on. You see quite a bit of leg.
Yes.
She's wearing a off-white coat.
Yeah.
And gorgeous above-the-knee boots. And she says, I'm listening to Tom Hanks rehearse on a hot mic. It makes you understand why he's such a respected and loved working icon in this industry. I was waiting for just one bleep. Hurry up. It's bleeping cold. But no, nothing. Just kindness and professionalism. What a man. Anywho, I also love my boots.
The boots are YSL knee high boots for $1,995.
Mm-hmm.
Trench coat $4,000 from the Row.
Mm-hmm.
But her face mask was a silk face mask for $39 that you can actually get at Nordstrom. So,
are you talking about the this was like the warm-up rehearsal outfit or the actual outfit that she wore the night of that show where we saw those pictures of her in the red?
No. This was in the trench coat that you're talking about.
Okay. Well, her inauguration outfit.
Well, I don't think they were at the inauguration.
I think they're referring to what she wore that evening when John Legend performed. And he sounded amazing, by the way.
Oh, he was incredible.
He really is.
Yeah.
She was in a red coat for that. And
Miu Miu.
Yes.
Again.
And heels. And that little ensemble topped $15,000.
Well, I thought that the whole thing, all her outfits together.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All of them together?
Yeah, together.
Oh, I thought it was just that one.
No.
Okay.
All together, fine. They were $15,000. But,
it's totally different.
That is different.
I mean, if you're talking about for the whole weekend, that feels very normal.
Yes. For a weekend getaway, that's what you want to spend.
Yeah.
But, I just love they brought both their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically was holed up in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting in a towel in the window on Instagram doing a play-by-play of the weather and the barricades that she saw outside.
Because you couldn't go anywhere.
No, she couldn't go anywhere. So until that evening, and then they were at the...
Do we think that she influences what John wears? Do you think she decides? Is she the decider of his fashion?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that, I mean...
He looked nice. I liked his camel top coat.
Yeah, that was nice, too. He looked good in that.
Okay, well, let's talk about... go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Amy Klobuchar.
Okay, fine.
Because
I like that she was the star.
Well, she is on co-chairman of the rules committee.
She basically
and they're the
MC'd.
Ones who put it together.
Yes.
She and Roy Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And
I loved how he blamed her for the flakes of snow too at the beginning.
Yes,
did you see that? That was
and
funny.
She just wanted to get some Minnesota in there.
Yes.
She said.
Yeah.
But first, I have to say, I looked at the coat and I thought, it was like a mustardy yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And
gold.
And I wasn't even thinking because her face mask was maroon. And it wasn't until actually I saw a post from Dave Mona or Linda Mona, one of the two, I can't remember, who said, nice shout out to the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't
maroon
even thinking.
Maroon and gold,
yes.
Yeah.
Could she have done a better coat? Now, can I say this one funny thing? That one of your staff members of Twin Cities Business, my friend Liz.
I don't think you should.
Why?
I don't think she would appreciate you.
You don't think she would?
No.
Okay.
I don't. Sorry. Too far.
Okay.
Differing opinions on the coat.
Yeah. That's all I was going to say.
I thought she looked nice. I really did. It didn't bother me at all. I didn't. You thought it was frumpy, the coat?
She could have. Well, I mean, if you look at the yellow coat. I'm not even talking color.
You mean the color. You just are biased against that color.
Well, I don't love the color, even though I am a graduate of the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I prefer the bright yellow that Amanda Gorman mm-hmm. was wearing. Mm-hmm. But just even style-wise, you know, I mean, but that is not Amy's strong suit. Well, on the other hand, I have to tell you this cute little aside about Amy that I thought was so funny that somebody posted on Twitter. She was at a hearing. And it's very serious. Obviously, she's sitting there questioning someone. And an aide, very quietly and discreetly, comes up next to her and sets a note down, which you figure, you know, must be something that she should ask. And after she looks at the note, she starts fixing her hair. And she said, "Thanks, Doug. That was very discreet of you. Nobody wants to be on television with their hair sticking straight up." He had obviously brought her a note saying, "Your hair is sticking straight up."
Oh, that's
and back.
Funny. That's
and he
funny.
Was trying to be discreet, but she's well, very real.
Yes, but I thought she looked absolutely lovely. I thought her hair looked good.
Yes, her
I thought
hair
her
did
makeup
look good.
Looked good. Hard to keep the makeup looking fresh when it's cold and like your eyes tear and yeah. all of that. I thought she looked great. I really did. And I thought she did a great job.
Yeah. No, she did an absolutely wonderful job.
I wanted to talk just for a minute about Bernie and the memes. Have you done a meme with Bernie?
I haven't.
I'm shocked given your internet presence.
Well, but you know, the whole world has. And so I guess it just stopped me from doing it.
You do know that a sweatshirt with
yes.
the Bernie meme, Bernie in his coat and mittens with his arms crossed, looking as curmudgeonly as possible.
Yep.
The sweatshirt is now available.
Well, you're going to now, first of all, we have to say that his wife, obviously, if she came up with the idea, at least it was immediate. This is through his website and through mm-hmm. his campaign and all of that. They're going to donate all the money.
Yes.
But it became such a big thing that they realized everybody wanted this, and so they quickly made a sweatshirt.
Yes.
Selling for $45. Mm-hmm. They are cautioning people that they're probably going to have to wait a little because they've had, you know, such a big rush for this that it may take a little while till they actually
yes,
get it printed.
But you can still place your order.
You can place your order. And
of course, and I also loved the moment for the woman in Vermont who made those mittens.
But the best part about that is that she's not interested in becoming a mitten maker. She's a teacher. And she's had six, as of like right the day after, she'd had like 6,000 requests. And she said, "I don't have any," and she's no.
And she's not quickly ramping
you know, like
up operations.
Sort of, right.
It's
you
not
sort of
like
figure,
the moment that's going to make
exactly.
a brand.
You figure most people would do that.
Yeah.
Not her. She's a teacher. Said, "Thanks. Glad you liked them. I don't have any more."
It makes it that much better.
But well, he said we have good mittens. And also his coat was by a Burlington, Vermont company called Burton.
Okay.
He just likes to be warm.
One of my other favorite little tidbits, and we haven't even begun to talk about Lady Gaga's look, which we'll have to do a little bit later.
Yep.
But I just loved that Garth Brooks asked Lady Gaga's team if maybe they could just spiff him up a bit. Just a little
yeah.
something. A little powder. And then he tweeted out a thanks to her team.
Yes.
For helping yeah. him. When we get back, we're going to do beauty and hair. Our friend Anthony Sorensen will join us. That's straight ahead on Shop Girls. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. We've been having some fun, just delighting in the fact that there's been a lot of fashion to look at and ogle over and discuss this week. And so we thought we would call in one of our faves, the ever reliable and knowledgeable Anthony Sorensen from Hair District, for a little hair and beauty talk. Anthony, when I
hi, ladies.
Hi, Anthony.
I miss you.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen people in so long.
I know.
Well, when I texted Anthony and said, can we talk about the hair? And I'm, of course, talking about the blowout of the week, possibly of the century, Michelle Obama. And then, of course, Anthony has to burst my bubble. And right away he says, you know, it was a weave.
What does that even mean?
So do tell, do tell. First of all, I'm curious, Anthony, what was your reaction when you saw her?
Oh, I mean, I guess she looked amazing. I think probably the whole planet gasped when she walked through. But I mean, you know, so I've done some research on it as well. And her hairstylist, I'm probably going to butcher the name, but I want to say it so people can look it up. It's Yenny Damtu.
Right. Y-E-N-E. I read about her. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you spell the last name, D-A-M-T-E-W. So she did put up some videos about how she did it, and then she added one where she shows where she puts the tracks into the hair as well. So there are definitely some hair pieces in there, but she also shows how she did the curl with a flat iron. So it can be done at home.
Right.
And yeah, if you don't have the hair that's going to look like that, go out and buy yourself some. It's that easy.
It's America. You can go out and buy yourself some hair.
Allie does not need that. We can do it on Allie without the
That's true. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
You think you could make her look like that, Anthony?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
I just need to grow a foot. I need the grace and style and panache of Michelle Oh. But, I mean, Anthony,
oh
were
my
you
God,
so,
right?
I think one of the things that made it stand out so much, and of course, I mean, Michelle Obama is gorgeous in the way she carries herself, but you don't expect to see glamour hair like that, perhaps, at an inauguration. Am I right?
Yeah, and the outfit. I mean, it was almost like a fashion show, wasn't it, as they came through that door? It was like, who's next? What are they going to be wearing? What does their hair look like? I mean, from the step kids to the Bidens to Jill Biden, I mean, they all just looked amazing.
Yeah, they really did.
And the show of unity with purple, I thought, was super important because, as we all know, red and blue make purple. So we're trying to show unity here in the country, which I thought was a great message as well.
Anthony, did you see the picture of Michelle Obama on her birthday where she had her natural hair?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Yeah. No,
I mean, how amazing would she have looked even if she just had that hair? I mean, I don't think Michelle Obama can do anything wrong in my book.
No.
She always looks amazing.
Yep.
But the other day was pretty exceptional.
I was like,
is that Beyonce walking through the door?
Seriously. Absolutely. Yeah, I had the same thought.
Yeah. It was like, whoa.
And it did make me wonder, is this like the best advertisement that the blowout industry could have ever gotten?
Oh my God. That, if you Google inauguration, the only thing that shows up is Michelle Obama. And that, I mean, if I had that hairstylist of hers, I mean, she has, it's just blown up.
Yeah.
Like, I bet.
The woman is, amazing. It's so great. And I'm so happy for her.
Curious.
She deserves it.
Absolutely. Curious to get your reaction on Lady Gaga.
Yes.
And that.
Talk about that.
Well, she has a thick black ribbon woven into her braid.
Oh, that was a
I mean,
ribbon.
At first glance, I was kind of like Princess Leia. You know what I mean? Like, someone's like, and people are calling it like different kind of braids. Like, I heard Dutch girl braid. I call it a crown braid when you put it up like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lady Gaga. I mean, wow, right? I mean, I would not want to sing after Lady Gaga.
No, Anthony, I agree with you.
I almost felt a little for J-Lo. I mean, J-Lo is something in itself, but like to go after Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
She held her own. I thought J-Lo looked amazing.
J-Lo was great, but I mean, Lady Gaga's voice.
No, the voice-wise,
you can't compare voices.
It's not a contest. No. Not a contest. But I do have to say, when J-Lo started speaking in Spanish, I got chills. Like, there was something about
great.
That moment.
Yeah. Great message.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what she said?
Yeah, she was saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you knew.
For
sure.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know.
So, wait, Anthony, do you think J-Lo, were those all extensions?
There was a hairpiece in the ponytail for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of what we see now, especially when you see those extra long ponytails, think Ariana Grande, that is a hairpiece up on top of the hair.
Oh.
Which is a super easy style to mimic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I could do one. I'll do one on New Harmony next time we.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I would love to see that.
When I was 16, I used to wear my hair in a ponytail.
Our producer Hope is like doubled over in laughter. I don't want to alarm you, Mom.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great on her TikTok though? It would be awesome.
It sure would. Yeah,
in
sure
an Ariana Grande ponytail. I would love it.
Do you think there's all back to Gaga for just 1 second? I just wanted to say when yeah. my boys saw her walk out, they immediately said Hunger Games. Yeah. It looks like the Mockingjay.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that dove. She was that gold dove.
For sure.
That looked heavy.
Yeah.
That was great. It was so Gaga to have it be so huge. But do you think the whole, braids kind of come and go. I mean, overall, Anthony, are we in like a braid updo moment or not?
I don't feel like we are, no.
Okay. It was just a one-off.
I mean, I haven't seen that much of it. You know, as the wave keeps changing over and over about how we, you know, does it all go forward? Does it all go back? Did we switch the curl? Like, I feel like I see what's the size of the curl. It's like the wave is still very big.
Mm-hmm.
I think braids had its moment there for a while, but I haven't seen as much of it this season. But let's face it, right? Like, you know, Fashion Week just isn't the same anymore, like right now with COVID.
Yeah.
So being in a pandemic. So like this inauguration, I felt like was our first like style experience. I mean, either they're talking about Michelle Obama's hair or Bernie Sanders' mittens.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Right. That's I think that is part of it. I mean, it was some great fashion, but it's also just we've been so starved for it. We haven't seen groups of people.
Absolutely.
At
right,
events dressed up.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, here's a couple others that I want your opinion. What did you think about Hillary's hair?
I mean, I like Hillary much better shorter.
Yeah.
I like when she was, when she was like senator of New York State, I think she looked super classy.
Yeah.
Even when she ran for president, when it was shorter, I liked it much better.
But don't you think she did have a good blowout?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, okay. Forget that. What about Laura Bush?
Yeah. Laura Bush has had the same hairstyle now for, I don't know, since George Bush was president, right? And it works on her. It's short. It looks classy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I think, you know, Joe Biden's hair, I think, would look better shorter as well.
Really? Okay. All right, that's a question.
Yeah,
because...
very pretty woman, but I think it would be a little bit better shorter.
Anthony, maybe we should put in your offer. You could be the first lady hairstylist.
Then who's going to cut your hair?
Well, I'd fly to D.C. I would fly to D.C. for occasional visits.
Yeah, I know. I had an opportunity. This is like going to be bragging here, but I had an opportunity once to do Jill Biden's hair, and it didn't happen. I was so mad.
Oh,
but
that's
what? So
yeah,
you
Martha. I flew down with Martha to Camp Lejeune, and she interviewed Michelle and Jill, and I got to meet them both.
Oh,
and I was supposed to touch up Jill's hair for the interview, and it didn't. Everything got like postponed because they were late and it didn't happen. And I was so upset. But I did get to meet them both.
For those who are meeting Anthony for the first time today, you should know that before his illustrious career at Hair District in Edina, he did spend several years as the official stylist to none other than Martha Stewart and traveled with her and did her hair and has lots of stories to tell about that time.
All right, wait,
I know that you're going to write a book for me.
I'm waiting for the notes, my friend. Waiting for the notes.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Jill Biden
right there,
for a minute. Because I read where somebody said that her hair, you know, that even though she's a little older, that they liked the long hair on her. But you think that she could look even better with a little bit shorter.
So I always get asked this question about, like, what age should a woman cut her hair off? And my thing, I think Martha looks better with longer hair. And why? Because Martha's 5'10". I think it's all about height.
Oh.
I think that, older woman who's taller can get away with longer hair. Longer.
Yeah.
Then it's all about stature, right? So, like, Michelle Obama is 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
Maybe 6'1", I think. So, like, she can probably rock long hair long into her, like, 70s, right? I just think that's the way it goes for me.
Okay.
That's just
my
personal opinion.
So basically,
you know, Joe Biden's kind of tiny. I think that she should rock short hair.
So how short though? What would you do with her hair?
Kind of like Hillary Clinton's older style, maybe a little bit longer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So basically, if we're going by height, my mother and I, we should be bald. We should just cut off all of our hair.
Well, Harmony is short, so she's doing it right.
I don't think so. I don't wear it long.
Mm-mm.
No, I
you don't.
And
you don't.
Allie, you're like medium length.
Okay.
All yeah, right. yours so isn't okay. real long.
I'm okay.
Either.
So before
yeah, but
we...
you also have extremely gorgeous hair, so you can get away with it longer.
Yeah,
oh, you're
I
very
know.
Sweet.
I don't know how she got that.
You're not even in that age range of, you know, questioning whether you should be cutting your hair off or not.
I love you more every second. That's all I can really say.
That's why you have me on.
Before we let you go, Anthony, what about for the real world, for those of us who are not in political office or making the ascent in Washington right now, what are you seeing, especially as people are home and Zooming? I mean, what hairstylists are people looking for right now?
Something to do at home by them that they can do it themselves. And the great thing, like even the Michelle Obama hairdo, just Google it and you can, the girl shows you a video on how it was done. It's done with a flat iron. Anyone can do it at home. It's super easy.
Yeah, I guess we have
it's
time.
It's just if you have to add the hair to get it, that makes it a little bit harder.
You know, if Zoom was smart, they would create a background filter that just had the hair. So you
because
could
that's
just
all
put
you see
your
anyway,
face
right?
in it.
Good idea.
Maybe there is one.
I love
we'll
that.
To check.
This could be a new business.
Yeah,
for
instead
us.
Of a backdrop of like the Golden Gate Bridge, you could have a backdrop of a different hairstyle.
Wow, amazing. Great Anthony, idea. Thank yeah. you as always for your
love
expert.
You both. Thanks for having me.
You too. Anthony Sorensen
well.
Works at Hair District in Edina if you wanna go talk fashion with him or get your hair cut. We recommend both. We will be back with Whose Look Is It Anyway? More fashion straight ahead on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, if we haven't done enough fashion, we haven't had so much fashion to talk about.
No.
We've spent the whole first part of the show on it, and now even more. It's time to dissect a few trends, talk about a few looks on Whose Look Is It Anyway?
I can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Is it okay if we leave Washington for just a minute?
Oh, sure.
And get back into the sweats as only
yep.
SJP can.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker, who actually was out of the house. Was she was in
was
one
she,
of her stores?
Well, yeah,
she still has
she
some
works
stores.
In her does, stores a lot. I mean,
doesn't have one here anymore. Mall
no,
of America
that
closed.
Didn't last too long, did it?
But Sarah Jessica Parker was at one of her stores helping ladies with their shoes. And she herself was wearing some kind of fancy sweatpants and high heels. The look of the year.
Well, she not only did she have on sort of big gray sweatpants, but underneath them, she had white leggings.
Oh, those were two separate pieces?
Yes, they're
I just
two
thought
separate.
The,
no.
I thought the sweatpants had that
no.
cute white.
No, they're, it's two separate pair
oh.
of pants. And she had, it looked like just kind of a sweatshirty
yeah.
top. With
she's
it.
A master of like the making the slouchy top look
yeah.
super
yeah.
sexy.
But then with this, she was wearing a pair of her black SJP high heels.
Of course she was.
Like really high heels.
Yes.
And in style said, you know, this is kind of the way that we all feel right now. We're mm-hmm. all in our sweatpants
yep.
with nowhere to go. But once in a while, put on a pair of high heels with your sweatpants.
Why not?
And you'll just feel
try
so
it.
Much better.
Try it this afternoon. Let us know how it goes. Walk around your house.
Yeah, and see how that is.
Yeah.
And of course, she had a bedazzled face mask and one of the chains. You know, mm-hmm. there's so many of the bedazzled chains around for holding your face mask so you don't lose them. So this seems to be a, you know, a look that anybody could achieve.
Yes, it does.
I mean, the funny part is when you look at the picture, I mean, she looked good.
Totally.
It isn't like you said, sweatpants with high heels.
I think we've come a long way with our sweatpant fashion.
Yep.
I think it's all about finding that just that right amount of comfort, but like having them not be too baggy. I think having the like big cuff, I like, so I didn't realize, I thought this was one piece, but
yeah,
the fact
no.
that it's the white peeking out underneath, I like it. I like it. It's working
yep.
for her. I feel much more comfortable going out in public in sweatpants now not, than yeah. I ever thought I would.
Do you have a lot of stilettos, though, that you want to wear?
Well, that I'm working on.
Okay.
Maybe they will be good to actually, like, chop through some of the ice. Maybe I should try that.
Oh, that could work.
Might work well. Sure. Now, sure. Katie Holmes was out on the streets of New York.
This was a whole different look.
Totally. From mask to footwear. It was very New York-y.
Yeah.
It was very, like, I'm just going to go run an errand, but I know the paparazzi is going to take my photo. And so
wait,
but
you
got to
start with the basics that she had on, her double-breasted coat, very sleek looking.
She's quite tall as well, isn't she?
I don't know.
I think
she
is.
But I'm guessing she is.
Yeah.
Jeans, Gucci loafers.
Yes. But then, with socks, let us just say.
Oh, okay, yes, with socks, you're right. But then, because as we are wont to do, she tied a cardigan sweater.
Yes.
around her shoulders, and it was askew, I must say, too.
Right.
It wasn't, well, you know, like the preppy look.
It makes it look like it just landed there.
It just, she just, oh, I'm going out. What if I need this? And she just tied it hanging over one shoulder.
That's right. That's
right. Why? That is my question.
I mean,
why?
You know, I just think that the good thing about this look is if you've been feeling a little self-conscious about your desire to tie a cardigan over your outerwear around your neck.
Yeah.
Now you know it's okay. Katie Holmes does
it. I mean,
it.
Where was she going? What I was, you
maybe
know,
there was just no scarf available.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, putting a pretty scarf on is one thing, but
maybe she started having a hot flash. Maybe she was wearing it, had to undress, take it off, and then didn't have a bag with her, didn't want to carry it, and so she just tied it casually.
You have explained the whole thing. Now
these
I understand.
Are all likely scenarios.
Yes, because it looked quite ridiculous,
well,
I thought.
The truth is, when I first saw this photo on Vogue, you sent it to me, I thought it was just a scarf that she had tied that way. And so it didn't bother me. Then I realized, and I was like, what is happening here? But truthfully, I was actually more interested in the lower half of the outfit in terms of like actually looking for, you know, where are we headed trend wise?
Yeah.
The long coat. But what's peeking out, the jeans she's washing are like a total pale blue, like throwback old kind of wash.
Yeah.
And then dark, like black socks and those totally flat loafers. It's a very kind of fashion forwardy thing that on certain people would just look out of touch, but on her, you immediately go, oh, it's high fashion.
I guess. I still don't understand when she became the fashion icon that they, every magazine.
Well, because she just has
I think it's that she's out on the street a lot in New York. And
it
so
might
it's easy
be.
To get pictures of her.
It might be. But she has a certain.
Well, certain things easiness she wears.
About her. And there is a certain kind of like, you know, real glamour and mystery. There's a certain bit of
you
like
think
a Jackie
glamorous?
O.
Thing.
Well, in a
I
like.
I think of her as like all American, fresh looking.
I think of it as, yes,
when
all American fresh
her.
Looking like we'd like to think we looked, but like the rest of us don't look anything like that when we run to Target.
No, you're true. Yeah,
that's
true.
But that's
true.
Just, she just wakes up like that.
Oh, do you
that's
think?
That's how I mean. Yes.
And her daughter is starting to look more and more like her.
Haven't seen a picture of the Siri in ages.
Yeah.
You
of
have?
The Siri. The Siri is looking, yeah. I mean,
she's around.
Now
Siri?
Like,
Siri is on the phone. Siri is the girl.
Siri, yeah. Siri with a fringe on
wonder
top.
If they ever make that mistake.
What?
I wonder if they ever make that mistake.
Oh, do they?
It's like my friend Alexis, who longtime listeners of the show know, who said that now more and more people will mistakenly call her Alexa because they're so used to using their.
Sure, I can understand that.
Yeah.
She's Maybe she should
Alexa.
Just change her
She's
name
Alexis.
And get another job or
Maybe.
Maybe. That'd be fun. The other thing that I wanted to talk about was, I mean, I think the whole world now knows who Amanda Gorman is, and rightly so. She's amazing.
Yes.
She was obviously
just
the,
out of
the
this world.
Star of the inauguration.
Yes.
I mean, her poem was beyond.
Yep.
She looked beautiful. But one of the trends that she was wearing that had been a trend a while back, like in the 2019 and 2020, and then disappeared, was the puff headband that she was wearing. And it didn't last very long. There were many people who just didn't think that it was, you know, worthwhile. And she stepped out in her red Prada puff, and it suddenly is going to probably be very popular again. Now, the Prada's headband will set you back $380, but you can go on Etsy and find some for a lot less. But this is, you know, one of those things that was out there for a while, and she may have unknowingly brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
Loved her coat,
yeah.
Her bright yellow coat.
You like the bright yellow.
In Prada.
Yeah.
And yes.
Just to circle back to the gold shade that you do not prefer quite as much, all due respect to Senator Klobuchar.
Yes.
One of our astute listeners, Janet, thank you for listening, did point out that Senator Klobuchar wore that very same coat when she announced her run for president.
Right, when she was covered in snow.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So
I like
a history.
I like that.
Yes. What goes around comes around.
Exactly. We will be back with another hour of the Shop Girls. We'll take your questions and continue talking shop. So don't go away. More straight ahead.